This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hi, my name's Ange Barry, and I'm the CEO of Joy 94.9, Australia's only LGBTIQ community radio station. I'm new to Joy, but Joy's been around for 26 years. We want to be around for another 26 years, and to do that, we need to grow. My vision for the future is for Joy to become Joy Nation, a combination of video, news and editorial, and of course, the great radio station that you love. We are so grateful for the support that our community has provided us over the years, but we are now reaching out to you, our friends in the broader Australian community, to help make this happen. So I'm asking you now to choose Joy by going to joy.org.au and donating to our Chuff campaign, helping us raise $250,000 to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
This is Saturday Magazine.
And you are listening to Saturday Magazine.
We're going to lift everyone up by hearing about this word for word. Now we actually talked about this another component of Word for Word Festival. We're not talking about Word for Word show on Joy hosted by Lisa Daniel, but the Nonfiction Writers Festival in Geelong, and it's the 15th to the 17th of November, and it's in the library up there. Justine Hyde joins us. Justine is a writer, critic and librarian. Good morning, Justine. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Good. So, the library, tell us where it's... I know it's the 15th to the 17th of November.
That's right.
Which library?
So, it's at the Geelong Library and Heritage Centre.
That's right.
And if you don't know it, it's a beautiful, quite new library just on the bay. So, it looks out across the water and it has a fantastic... bunch of venues in there which are perfect for the West.
Is that brand new tall sort of building?
Yeah, it has a sort of a domed roof.
Yeah, that's it. That sticks out the side of the gallery.
Tass is sort of waving.
I'm drawing in the air, actually.
Waving his arms around trying to...
I've been to a conference in that facility. It's actually very good.
It's stunning.
The
view's amazing.
So, Justine, tell us about... you know, your role in this, and unless I'm wrong, you contributed to a book called Growing Up Queer, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. That's an anthology that was published this year by Black Ink, and
that's
Benjamin
right.
Moore edited it, yeah.
I love Black Ink's work, and so, you know, you understand, you know, growing up queer and things, and this festival, the Nonfiction Writers Festival... For you, what's exciting about it, you know, being involved with it and contributing to it?
Well, I mean, the anthology is a fantastic collection because it showcases writing from a whole range of different perspectives from the LGBTQI community. So it has sort of, I don't know, it's got a range of different views, a different story, that each in their own right, tells a different view of what it's like growing up in Australia if you're queer. Mm. And the nice thing about the festival is the opportunity to talk about those experiences on stage. So the panel I'm on is with Benjamin Law and Yamiko Marama.
Oh, right.
Ben edited the collection, and Yamiko is one of the other contributors along with myself. So we'll be talking about our contributions and also the other contributions in the collection.
Oh, that's you know, pretty significant, I think.
You know, yeah,
it's a great thing. And, you know, the last time we spoke about this festival, it was about, you know, the popularity, the increasing popularity of libraries as places not just for books, but where people meet and where people work and people learn and people engage. And, you know, doing a festival there, I think, you know, this is an incredible initiative in a building that's a beautiful building and a real asset to Geelong.
Yeah, well, the Word for Word Festival is in its sixth year now, so it's on every year, and it's kind of grown in that time. And A lot of other libraries are also, you know, running similar sorts of events and festivals where they're showcasing local writers, and it's a great opportunity for the community to engage with their local writers and writers from a bit further afield, and also maybe to come into the library if they're not regular users of the library.
What's the... do we have a sense in terms of the number of people? I mean, is there a cost associated with this? Are some of the components of it free?
There are some.
And what sort of numbers are you expecting?
So there are some free events, and some of the ticketed events start from only $18.50. And if you go on the Word for Word website, you can have a look through the events and see which ones are there and how much they cost. I'm not sure of the number of attendees, but over the weekend there are 50 sessions.
Wow.
With 83, it's quite a lot, and 83 different presenters and artists included in that. So there are panels and workshops, there are keynote addresses, and there's a dedicated children's stream as well.
And you mentioned artists, so are you going beyond just the written word and a discussion about the written word? So there's some visual arts programs as well?
Well, it's mostly concentrated on writing, but, you know, writing in its broadest form, so not just necessarily writing in books, but writing in other forms as well.
And of course, the nature of writing has changed, because once upon a time we used to buy books or we used to buy journals, you know, hard copy things. These days, so much of the writing takes place in a digital environment. Is that having an impact on the way in which people are engaging with the written word?
Well, I think that the written word in some senses has become more accessible because of online. But certainly, you know, e-books haven't been quite the phenomenon they were first expected to be, and sales of print books are still strong. And certainly, you know, books borrowed in libraries are still very popular. But I think, you know, it has, in a sense, democratised writing somewhat by being able to access, you know, for free a broader range of writing than you might once have been able to.
Well, I think interestingly enough, you know, anybody can now literally create their own website or their own blog site and make their writing very accessible to the world via, you know, digital platforms. And of course, you know, Mac and I represent different ends of the spectrum, because I now do most of my reading online. I don't buy books anymore. I do get the occasional journal from an industry-style, you know, organisation that I belong to, but most of what I read now is online. Macca still buys books. Actually has a huge book collection.
I love books, Justine. I've got
thousands, Macca.
Literally thousands, and you know, I love the holding the book and reading it. But, you know, again, it's actually about helping to sustain an industry.
That's right. And there's no reason you can't do both. I mean...
No, you can do both.
I read a lot of essays and articles online, but then I buy print books. So they're not mutually exclusive by any means.
Look, I think that's right. But, I mean, now that I've... It's a bit like digital music, you know. I mean, I had a massive record collection that's gone, that got replaced by CDs, which took up less space. And then, you know, once I discovered the... was it the iPod?
Oh, Tess.
I put all my music on my iPod, I discovered that I had, you know, 10 drawers of CDs that I never actually even touched.
Yeah.
So one day I just took the lot, put the lot into a box and took them to the op shop. And then, of course, now I just stream my music, and it's the same thing with the written word as well, yeah. Macca. I've taken all my books to the op shop as well.
So there are people all over Melbourne that have been, you know, blessed with Tass's music and books, Justine. The website address the website address is wordforwordfestival.com.au. And you know, I think, look, I really wish you well with this. I love the fact where it's being held. You know, I've looked at the program. Unfortunately, I'm busy those days. Otherwise, I would have liked to have come up. There's a couple of the sessions that I would have liked to attend it. I think it's a great initiative. And
it's, I mean, Geelong's only, you know, 1 hour from Melbourne by car or by train. So, you know, if people are put off by the distance, it's actually pretty accessible. And it is beautiful down there by the beach.
Yeah, it is. So, look, congratulations. Good luck. you know, with your involvement. And, you know,
thanks
again for your time. And, you know, I really wish the festival all the best. I think it's an incredible initiative.
Well, thanks for having me today.
A pleasure.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.